Social service providers are worried soaring living costs will lead to hardship and even to civil disobedience. They say people could be forced to take what they need to live. Petrol, food and house prices are all increasing fast. Hamish Cardwell has more.
Prices have been rising across the board. The cost of food rose 4.5% last year, the biggest increase in a decade, with some items like tomatoes doubling in price. But that's not all. House prices and rents have jumped, and some expect petrol to reach $3 a litre. These Wellington people are feeling it in their pockets.
It's just crazy.
That's a bit crazy.
And I don't know how long it's going to be sustainable for.
Seeing everything going up at the moment, and some foods in particular, and petrol being the two most notable. And I personally don't see my pay rising.
My husband's just retired and it gets a little bit tricky, doesn't it? I think the petrol's ridiculous.
With COVID kind of coming on, we're being a bit conscious about, I'm self-employed, so will my work carry on as much? So, how can we save on some costs?
Social services warn that people on low incomes are struggling. The chief executive of He Kurawai Trust in Kaitaia, Ricky Houghton, says the cost of living is out of control and people will do what they have to get by.
It's on the verge of civil disobedience. Well, the people who have not will be taking what they need, and food is a basic human right. They will be taking from those that have. It has to be fixed. The government has to intervene.
He says things have never been so bad for poor people in Northland.
People will be sleeping in their cars before they can pay their rent, but if they can't afford to get petrol for their cars, they'll be sleeping in tents and cow sheds and buses and lean-tos, and they won't be eating.
Wellington City Missioner Murray Edridge says for those already living close to the edge, rising food and living costs could be catastrophic.
When the staples, when dairy product, milk and cheese, become unaffordable, when you don't have the ability to buy cleaning products or personal hygiene products, then those things become real sort of game changers for people's well-being.
Economists are not predicting improvements anytime soon. The ANZ Bank is forecasting the official cash rate will be lifted to 3% by April next year, the highest since 2015. Stats NZ will release the latest inflation figures on Thursday, but annual inflation is expected to rise to its highest levels in three decades at just over 6%, partly driven by a tight labour market.